ಭ್ರೀತ್ರಿಣಲತಾಸಿಧಿ ಮಂಥಾನಾಮದನ ಮಂದರ ಕೃತ್ವಾ ನೇತ್ರ ಕೃತ್ವಾ ತು ಬಾಸಕಿಂ ಸಹಾಯೇನ ಮಯಾ ದೇವಾ ನಿರ್ಮಂತದ್ವಮತೇಂದ್ರಿತಾ ಕ್ಲೇಶಭಾಜೋ ಭವಿಷ್ಯಂತಿ ದೈತ್ಯಾ ಯುಜಂ ಫಲಗ್ರಹ. ಓ ಡೆಮಿಗಾಡ್, ಕಾಸ್ಟ್ ಇನ್ ಟು ದಿ ಓಷನ್ ಆಫ್ ಮಿಲ್ಕ್ ಆಲ್ ಕೈಂಡ್ ಆಫ್ ವೆಜಿಟೇಬಲ್ಸ್, ಗ್ರಾಸ್, ಕ್ರೀಪರ್ಸ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಡ್ರಗ್ಸ್. ದಸ್ ವಿತ್ ಮೈ ಹೆಲ್ಪ್ ಮೇಕಿಂಗ್ ಮಂದ್ರಾ ಮೌಂಟೇನ್ ದಿ ಚರ್ನಿಂಗ್ ರೋಡ್ ಅಂಡ್ ವಾಸುಕಿ ದಿ ರೋಪ್ ಫಾರ್ ಚರ್ನಿಂಗ್. Churn the ocean of milk with undivided attention. Thus, the demon will be engaged in labor. But you, the demigods, will gain the actual result, the nectar produced from the ocean. Purport by Divine Grace, S. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. It appears that when different kinds of drug, creepers, grass and vegetable are put into the milk and the milk is churned, as milk is churned for butter, the active principle of vegetable and drug mixed with the milk and the result is nectar. ಓಂ ಅಜ್ಞಾನತಿಮಿರಾಂಧಸ್ಯ ಜ್ಞಾನಾಂಜನ ಶಲಾಕಯ ಚಕ್ಷುರ್ಜಿನ್ಮಿಲಿತಂ ಯೇನ ತಸ್ಮೈ ಶ್ರೀ ಗುರವೇ ನಮಃ. ಜಯ ಶ್ರೀ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಪ್ರಭೋ ನಿತ್ಯಾನಂದ ಶ್ರೀ ಅದ್ವೈತ ಗದಾಧ ಶಿವಾಸದಿ ಗೌರಭಕ್ತವೃಂದ. ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೇ ಹರೇ, ಹರೇ ರಾಮ ಹರೇ ರಾಮ ರಾಮ ರಾಮ. ಸೋ in a study class I did talk something, but anyway, that word karjartha gaurave, for a higher purpose, to achieve some higher purpose, one must have sandhi or friendship. Even if you require to be friend with the your enemy, or you open even to your enemy, because the purpose is clear. They are saying, find the purpose, means will follow. The purpose is very, very important. So the purpose was to achieve something very high, very high. And here the Lord gives the analogy of the snake and mouse building a truce or a friendship between snake and mouse. Both are opposite, but for higher purpose they also made a truce. Now, why Lord had to say this thing? Because the condition of demon and demigod is like that. They are also of opposite nature. The demon and demigod. Demigod even may appreciate sometimes the demon, but demon will never appreciate the demigod, no matter what. So it was a big thing that Lord is asking, to have friendship, a truce. In friendship, we always gain something, nothing we lose. But in fight, we lose a lot. I remember the friendship of water and milk. The water came near the milk and mixed with the milk. When the milk saw, oh, water has come in my shelter, Not only that, the water had forgotten its existence and I fully surrendered to me, merged in me. Then milk thought, oh, he so surrender, I must also sow something. So milk said, all right, my dear friend, now I will increase your value. So when water is mixed with the milk, then when water value increases, due to the mixture of milk. And when the water sees that milk is so generous, open the heart. Purush Bhushan, are you padyatra kar rahe ho kya? So when the water sees, wow, look at the milk, so generous, increase my value. So water also wanted to do something. And what happened? When you get a milk, naturally you boil it. When the milk starts boiling, then water thought, oh, milk is so generous. Let me sacrifice my life first. And thus, the water start evaporating. And seeing that, milk cannot live without its friend. So start boiling and trying with energy, trying to put out the fire. Or in separation from the water, I want to, you know. And then, if you sprinkle some water on the boiling milk, and when it gets friend back, then milk goes down. There is a friendship between milk and water. There is a good friendship. So our friendship should be like that. But there is a problem in that friendship. If somebody puts some lemon in that milk, what happens? The water separates from the milk. What is that lemon? When we are having nice Vaishnava association, good friendship, and we are talking something very nice about all the Vaishnava praising, and some lemon kind of devotee comes and says, you don't know about that devotee, I know what he is. So he put some lemon. And then what happened? That respect for the devotee goes away. And that lemon is nothing but prajalpa. Therefore, we should be very careful not to do prajalpa. Hare Krishna. Once, Prabhupada was in Sydney. One devotee, his name is Buddhimanta Prabhu. He came. For training devotee for book distribution. He was a great book distributor. Help him. You should sit down maybe. Chair is not helping you. Sit down. When you have pain, you don't feel sleepy. When you have no pain, you feel sleepy. Sit down. Sit down. Somebody will help you. So Buddhimanta Prabhu, 6 feet high, first class American devotee, first class book distributor, here he is. But Prabhupada's servant, Upendra Prabhu, he had some tussle with him, somehow or other. So next day, Upendra Prabhu was Prabhupada's servant. And he was next door. And that other devotee who was roommate with Upendra Prabhu, he started talking about Buddhimanta Prabhu, that how he has come to train us and this thing, that thing. So Upendra started speaking something bad about him. Some prajalpa. And Prabhupada heard it. And Prabhupada called Upendra. And he said, what you are doing? You are doing prajalpa?
Yes, Prabhupada. Then Prabhupada said, why are you wasting your life? We don't have much time. Why to waste our life in Prajalpa? What will get? Of course he said, sorry Prabhupada. That's all right. Now you read. So Prabhupada made him read one of his book. So we should always be alert, not get into Prajalpa. Prajalpa is like lemon in milk. Other analogy I can give or example, a mixture of our mixing with the devotee, our sandhi with the devotee should be like sugar and milk. Look at the example of sugar and milk. When sugar mixed with the milk, it also loses existence. But even the milk is boiled, water goes away, but sugar remains with the milk in form of chena, dahi, or whatever you can say. And by this mixture, the sugar increases the value of milk. Same milk you buy will be cheaper, but with mixed with sugar or made sweet, it will be costly. Both are cost. So our relationship of devotees, sambandha, should be like sugar and milk. Even water and milk is also good, nothing bad. But make sure there is no lemon in that. No lemon comes, no prajalpa. But sugar and milk, there is no question of prajalpa. Nobody will dare to come and do prajalpa. Why anybody come and do prajalpa? Because we lend our ear. We lend our ear, then other will come and do prajalpa. But sugar means no lending ear. And then nobody will come to do prajalpa. Because they know if I go to do, he will come and complain to president or he will preach to me or something, so they will never come. So our mixing of devotees should be like sugar and milk. So the Lord is talking about three things, sambandha, avidheya, and prayojan. So in this verse number 20, he talked about sambandha. Build the sambandha, build the relationship between opposite side. Arayo yapi. Then demigod are wondering why Lord is saying. What is the meaning of building the truce between these guys? They have given so hard time to us. Why should I build relationship with them? Then text number 21 starts. Amrit utpadane yatna. Yatna means this truce, this sambandha. You may be wondering why I am asking you to do this truce or this sandhi. The purpose is amrit utpadana. Amrit utpadana. For generating the nectar, for producing nectar. This truce requires to produce the nectar, to get the nectar. Then demigods are like, we'll try. Because when there is some fight between these two devotees, or the two enemies, and somebody say, alright, now you go and build a truce. So of course this bubble of false ego is so much that we don't want to go till the bubble is broken. And we think, alright, I will go. Since you are saying, I will go. Must be some benefit in that. And Lord already said, amrit utpadane, to produce the nectar, you have to do this thing. Alright, we will do. The Lord said, don't waste your time. Kriyatam abilambitam. Do it now. Abilambitam. Because this demon, they can change their mind any moment. Don't waste time. Now it is right time to do.
See, Lord knows past, present and future, everything. He knows everything. So, now it is time. And we will read later on. When the demon approached Maharaj Bali, when the Indra, demigodhead by Indra approached Maharaj Bali, they had no weapons, nothing in their hand. Although the follower of Maharaj Bali, they wanted to arrest them and punish them. But Maharaj Bali is very generous. When he saw that demigods are coming, empty-handed, helplessly, they have come to me. He said, "All right, let them come. And when they gave this proposal to obtain the Amrit, let us have friendship, just be together. See, the word was given by the Lord. This is Bhagavad Gita as it is. So, the Indra presented Bhagavad Gita as it is to Bali. And Bali Maharaj immediately convinced. He got convinced. Hari Bol. Samne hi sogo to kaise kaam chalega? Side mein chalega. Khada ho jao. Main kahna nahi chahta hoon. Lekin kahna padta hai. Jo samne hi sote ho aap log. What are you talking about? Yes. It was a Lord instruction. And Indra presented as it is. So Bali was convinced. And he agreed. But Lord knows the demoniac nature. They are very flickery minded. Therefore, he said, Abilambitam, without delay. Jai Sri Sri Gonitai ki jai, Radha Sri Hari ki jai, Sitara. And for doing something good, we should not waste our time. For accepting Krishna consciousness, for chanting the holy name, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. For coming to Mangala Arati, class, Guru Puja, associating with devotees, we should do Abilambitam. Time and tide wait for none. They are intelligent people. We all know. They say, Kal karo so aaj karo. Aaj karo so ab. Palave paralay hoega. Bahuri karega kab. What you are supposed to do tomorrow, do it today. What you are supposed to do today, do it now. Who knows what will happen next moment? Better be alert. But the lazy bum, they say, aaj karo so kal karo. Kal karo so parso, jaldi jaldi kya karna hai, jina hai kai barson. The bum they think, come on, take it easy man. Why so much hurry? Still enough time, I'll do tomorrow. Not tomorrow, day after tomorrow. I have so long to live, why to hurry? As if the life in their hand. So devotee of Krishna consciousness moment should be alert and very intelligent. We should not waste even a single moment. Abhyarthakalam. Don't waste even a single moment. Time is passing. The Lord says, Kriyatam. Do it. Abilambitam. For both reasons. One is time factor. Because in previous verse number 19 said, Kalena, Kabena. We take both. Kalena, time and tide wait for none. And Kabena, the demons, they are favored by Shukracharya. They are very strong right now. Time is favoring them. So is Shukracharya favoring. So now it is time. Lord is giving time to cut these two things. Kalena and Kabena. He is giving time. Abilambitam, don't waste time, do it now. Go now to Bali Maharaj. And secondly, he said, it is proper time, so things should be done in proper time. Other meaning is that the demon can change their mind any moment. In Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th canto, when Vasudevji gave a word to Kansa that I will give all my sons to you. When the first son, Kritamanta, was born, Vasudevji took to Kansa. And Kansa, when he saw the magnanimity of Vasudevji, he became overwhelmed by his association. And he said, "My dear Vasudeva, you are really a great person. You are keeping your word. Look, I have nothing against you. I am not worried from this boy. After all, he is my bhanja. And he is your first son. He is not my kal. He is not going to kill me. But your eighth child. So please take this boy. No problem. Take him. But don't forget, you must bring your eighth child." Then Vasudevji said, "Tatheti sutamadaya yayavan anakadundavi nabhi ananda nabhyanandata tadvakyam asato apibhijatmanaha." Tatheti sutam adaya. He said, "So it be, since you are giving, so it be." By saying this, he took the son and he brought. Sukadeva Goswami made a point, said, "Na abhinandata." He did not offer respect to Kamsa. He didn't say, "Thank you very much. Wow, my goodness, he gave my son." He didn't thank him. Why? Because he knew that Kamsa is a demon. Tadvakyam asato ajitatmana. He did not trust the word of Kamsa because he was asata and abhijitatmanaha. His senses were not controlled. So demon, their senses are not controlled. They are always worried. Anek chitta vibhranta mohajala samabrita pusakta kam bhogesu patanti narakeshtau. Anek chitta vibhranta. They are always thinking so many things. Devotee mind is fixed on Krishna. If mind is not fixed, we try to fix our mind by chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram. Just see, when mind gets fixed on something, then nothing from outside can disturb, or we don't even notice anything. Right? When mind gets fixed something, when mind gets fixed in something, whether it be Krishna consciousness, or prajalpa, or whatever, get fixed. Then somebody will say something. Did you say something? I didn't hear. Somebody passed by. Did you see him? No, I didn't see him. Your mind is fixed. The whole process of Krishna consciousness is to fix our mind. Khada ho jao apne se jisko ninda raha hai. So whole process of Krishna consciousness to fix our mind, the lotus feet of Krishna. Savai mana Krishna padaravindayo. Fixing our mind, the lotus feet of Krishna. The asura, their mind is too chanchala. So Vasudevji did not believe that Kamsa can do this thing. And sure enough, Naradji came and he told Kamsa, "You are a fool number one. You don't know Vishnu. Vishnu can become first child or last child. You don't know. He can be third child, fourth child, any child. He is very clever. So be careful." And then Kamsa came running. So Vasudev ji knew. Vasudev ji is one who has given a word that I'll give all my children. And he maintained it. He kept his word. So he comes, he also gave a word. Take this boy. I have nothing to worry. But look at him. There's no value of his word. He said, Asata Abhijita Atmanaha. One whose senses are not controlled, they cannot be trusted. They cannot be trusted. Only devotees who are Vijitendriya, they can be trusted. The karmis, the demons, they cannot be trusted. Therefore, Lord do not want to waste even single moment. Kiratam abilambitam. Do it now. Other one acharya said, Lord was so excited for this pastime that he didn't want to waste more time. When we become excited, like Janmashtami is coming, 10 days, it's too much, you know, let it come fast. You want fast. Or suppose if you go somewhere, mind, bolte hain, sharir yahan hai, man chala gaya hai. Mind has already gone, only body is here. So become so excited. So Lord is so excited for this Samudra Mathan. So please don't waste time, do it. Yasya pitasya vaijantu. As if the demons, demigods are asking, all right, you want us to do, we know for this nectar. What is this nectar? First time they are hearing about nectar. What is it? Lord said, don't worry, this is a very special thing. A special tonic. If anybody who drinks that tonic, the jantu, anyone, any creature, yasya pitasya vai jantu, vai means certainly, there is no doubt in that. Yasya pitasya vai jantu, mrittu grasto amarohavai. Everybody is caught by death. We all had to die. Mrittu grasto. Mrittu grahya. Asata grahya, like that. Tasadhumanne asurvarja dehinam sada samudhya asat grahaya. So, mrtu grasto, mrtu grahaya. We all are captured by death. Every moment we are dying. So, one who is mrtu grahaya amarohave, he becomes immortal by this amrit. And then, wow, far out. Such a good thing you said. Amrit, wow, okay. Alright. What should we do now? What should we do? Then comes Abhidheya. Up to here was Sambandha. Now the Lord is talking about Abhidheya in text number 22. Abhidheya means do something. Sambandha means get relationship. Abhidheya means do something and then prayojan. So now he is talking about Abhidheya and doing something. He said, Chiptva Chirodahau Saravaha Britranamal Osadei Mandhana Madaram Kirtavaha Netra Kirtavatu Basuki. He said, Chiptva. Chiptava matlab ab bronze mein hai chidak do. Chidakna jante hai na? Ya pani chidakna hota hai. A sprinkle kind of? A sprinkle is not the word. Okay, put in. Chalo. Chidakte hai, chidak dene ka. Bij chidakte hai kaise? To ek to bona hota hai, bij bona hota hai, ek chidakna hota hai. Kuch boya, dhan hota hai, usko boya jata hai. Gehun. लेकिन घास वगैरह है वो छिड़क दिया जाता है. राइट चतुर्भुज जी, गांव वाले जानते होंगे छिड़कना. तुम्हें छिप्तवा छिड़क दो. क्या क्या छिड़क दो? इन क्षीर सागर सर्वाम वीरु. वीरु मीन्स ऑल डिफरेंट काइंड ऑफ क्रीपर्स. गुलमलता,
jasmine, parijat, anything, any creeper, sarvan, all kind of creeper, sarvan will be applied everywhere. Sarvan, biru, trina, the creeper which goes up, trina on the ground. So dub grass, mutha, aur kaun kaun grass hote hain, there are many kind of dub to ek hoga na, kush is also grass. So trina means again sarva will be the sarva trina, all kind of grass, and ausadhi, all different kind of creepers and the grass which is medically suited. Everything has meaning, just we do not know. Nothing is useless. I remember once Prabhupada was on morning walk and he saw some creeper. So he asked, what is this? So one devotee said, this is such creeper. Furthermore, Prabhupada saw a small tree, said, what is this tree? Devotee said, this is such a tree. Once more Prabhupada asked about some plant, what is this? Devotee said, this tree. Fourth time when Prabhupada asked, Tamal Krishna Maharaj said, Prabhupada, this is useless creeper. Prabhupada stopped and looked at Tamal and said, you are useless. Tamal Krishna Maharaj, most intelligent person in Iskan. Prabhupada said, you are useless. He was shocked, and Tripurari and everybody were looking. Prabhupada said, this thing, you are useless. Then Prabhupada explained, everything is created by Lord. Lord cannot create anything useless. Since we do not know the meaning, or we do not know the use of that creeper, then who is useless? We do not know, so we are useless, not the creeper. So everything has meaning. Nothing is useless. We have tiny brain, we think we know everything. But Lord knows everything. So, ausadhi, many things have ausadhi. Like, I remember, when we were playing football or something and we fell down, we cut something, you know. So I forgot the name. They took out and take some juice and apply juice. Yes. If anybody has a loose motion, anybody has here? No. If you have a loose motion, the latest medicine called Ramban. You know ginger? Ginger is also from plant. You take out ginger juice, put on cotton, mix cotton with ginger juice, and put it on navel. Put it here, and stick a tape here. This is Ramban. I'm not charging any money. And you see, immediately your loose motion will stop. So you can come Mangala Arati class, Guru Puja, okay? Many devotees say, Prabhu, I have loose motion. So please do this thing. That is ausadhi. But again, ausadhi. Nowadays, aloe vera, kya bolte hain? Aloe vera. In our village, nobody cares for aloe vera. Right, Narari? Nobody cares for aloe vera. Now aloe vera is... So nobody cares. Aloe vera was very useful, but we didn't know. So we are useless, not aloe vera. Now aloe vera is useful. Anyway, to ausadhi, he said, chiptva, chaddo. Don't put tons of that. Little bit. Check. Just, spread. Just like if we spread something on the sabji or something. So spread. Then, manthana madaram krutava. Now, you have to churn. For churning, he's saying, bring mandara parvaj, mandara chal. Mandara namaka kanaka parvata. The mandar parvata is not ordinary. It is a kanaka parvatam. It is a golden mountain. So in the milk, churning had to be done. The golden mountain. So when you churn the milk, always we get something good. Even today if you churn the milk without putting anything, you will get butter. Clarified butter. If you make ghee or you make dahi and churn the dahi, that is also out of milk, you will get butter, makhan. If you put something else like mango and churn, it becomes mango milkshake. Very tasty. Eh? You put avocado and churn, avocado milkshake. Milkshake is always tasty. Nectarian. Milk is nectar. And anything connected to milk also becomes nectarian. So milk itself is a nectar. And then all this substance is mixed with the milk that made it nectar, amara, amritam. Now, it said, chirdadhau in chir sagar. So, that is milk ocean, not the salty ocean. Don't try to take a bucket of salty water and put this thing that's churning. You know, the amrit will come. It had to be, you know, chirdadhau, chir sagar. Netram kirtvatu basukim, and basuki will be, you know, churning rope. So demigod started scratching their head. My goodness, this is too much. How will we carry the mandrachal? Are asur ka baap bhi nahi kar sakta hai. It's so heavy mandrachal parvat. And why Basuki will agree? Kya bol raha tha Purushottam mein? Bhul gaya. Main kya bol raha tha? Why Basuki will agree? So it was looking like impossible for the demigod. Impossible. In that sense, my lord, your proposal is very good, but impossible for us to do. To bring Mandrachal. Then tell Basuki to come and help, to become churning rope. It's impossible. So Lord is specifying in this verse. So don't worry. I know it is impossible, but I will be there. Sahayena maya deva. My dear demigod, don't worry. I'll be there to help you. Sahayena maya. You'll be helped by me. Sahayena maya. You'll be helped by me. The Lord is helping us. Krishna is helping us. Through Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, coming himself, sending his bona fide representative like Srila Prabhupada. And even after getting this help, if we don't cross these nisans of birth, death, old age and disease, Ladhvapuman Nataresa Atmaha Nirdeha Adyam Sulabham Sudurlabham Pravam Sukalpam Guru Karnadharam Mayanukulena Navas Itareti Ladhvapuman Nataresa Atmaha. We have got the human form of life, which is suitable boat to cross this material world. We are first class sailor of the boat, driver, our spiritual master and the devotee of Krishna consciousness movement. Maya anukulena. Yes sir, maya. Again, sahayena maya. Gokuleswar, please help him. Kya kar raha hai tu? Why so much sleeping? Khada ho jao. This is serving for you, me, everybody. I don't want to say this thing, but don't do that. We have to tell. Otherwise everything is recorded. कहीं आप तो गए थे.
तो माया अनुकूलेन,
देर आर टू काइंड ऑफ विंड, अनुकूल एंड प्रतिकूल.
तो माया अनुकूलेन फेवरेबल विंड एंड व्हाट इज दैट फेवरेबल विंड?
भगवत गीता, श्रीमद् भागवतम, एसोसिएशन ऑफ डिवोटी, सो ऑन सो फोर्थ.
जस्ट सी, वी गॉट ऑल दोज थिंग. वी हैव गॉट ह्यूमन फॉर्म ऑफ लाइफ. एवरीबडी ह्यूमन बींग हियर, राइट? एन एनिमल हियर?
वी आर एनिमल, टू लेगेड एनिमल, बट एनिमल.
कृष्ण कॉन्शियसनेस इट मेक अस ह्यूमन बींग.
एटलीस्ट बाई ज्वाइनिंग एस कान यू बिकम ह्यूमन बींग.
वी हैव ए स्पिरिचुअल मास्टर एंड एसोसिएशन ऑफ डिवोटीज.
बोथ थिंग आर देयर.
Not only that, we have instruction of the Lord in form Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavatam. And even after obtaining all these things, if we are not going back home, back to Godhead in this very lifetime, then we are wasting our life. Labdhva pumam na tareso atmaha.
The butcher. We become butcher of killing ourselves. Butcher kill other animal, but we are killing ourselves.
Atmaha. Let's not become atmaha. Let's become intelligent. Sahayana maya deva. Oh my dear demigod, I am there to help you. Why to worry? And that philosophy applies even today. Prabhu, why are you worried? Chant Hare Krishna and be happy. Right? We say same thing. Chant and be happy. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram. This formula was very much applied in 70s and 80s, up to 90s sometimes. We have one Dr. Seth. Hare Krishna? Hey there, Dr. Seth. First of all, when devotee got sick or anything, he said, Prabhu, chant Hare Krishna, all the sickness will go away. But if sickness was not going, then we need to give puja to go to Dr. Seth. Dr. Seth gave same medicine to everybody. Pink medicine, reddish medicine. It was tasting sweet. And devotees would taste that medicine. Prabhu, I became okay, fine. So they were taking that sweet medicine from Dr. Seth, becoming fine. But the Hare Krishna Mahamantra is more sweeter. So devotees were less sick those days because they were chanting, dancing. They were really, I'm not just bluffing, but it's fact, right, Hare Krishna? Our temple bill was not there for medicine. Very less. Because devotees were fired up. Young age, fired up. And we all are young. Nobody old here. Krishna consciousness makes everybody young. And old become young by Krishna consciousness. So we need to be Krishna conscious and then no medicine required. Because Lord is there to favor us. Mukam karoti vachalam pangu langayate grim yat kripatam aham vande paramananda madhavam sri gurun dinatarinam. Lord is there to help us. His favor is available always. So he is pacifying the demigod. Sahayena maya deva. I am there to help you. Then demigod says, so what we have to do? Hare, I only told what you have to do. So okay, we'll get Mandarachal, somehow or other we get Basuki also to agree. We'll first make a truce, then Mandarachal, then what do you have to do? The Lord said, Nirmantha. Nirmanthadva Atindrita. Atindrita. In performing Krishna consciousness, don't become lazy. Not have any kind of lethargy. Don't become lazy or crazy. Lord is saying, Atindrita. Atindrita.
What is the meaning of nitya? Very carefully. Remain alert. Maya can attack us anything, anytime. So what we have to do? What are we doing? We are doing same thing what Lord advised to demigod. And that is nirmantha. Mantha. Just like Mother Yashoda. You know, Yashoda Leela, that Damodar Leela. Krishna was stealing butter. Krishna was stealing butter. And that one day Yashoda, so many complaints was coming. So Mother Yashoda thought, maybe the butter which is churned by the servants and maids, maybe they are not clean or pure. So maybe he didn't like. So Mother Yashoda decided that today I will churn the butter. Yani, ekada grihadasithu Yashoda nandagehini nirmanta karmantar nijuktasu nirmanthan swayam dadhi. The word has been used here, nirmanthan. In that chapter, three times nirmanthan has come. Nirmanthan swayam dadhi. Yani hagitani tadabalak charitanita. Nirmanthana. Yani hagitani tadabalak charitanita. Nirmanthana kale tanasmaran gayata. Nirmanthana kale. So nirmanthan means your mind, body and word, everything had to be there. So manthan means churning and nirmanthan means churning very carefully with knowing the purpose. Nirmanthan can have different meaning. Don't fight yourself, also called nirmanthan, because for higher purpose. So in our life, we are also doing manthan. The manthan is between Krishna consciousness and Maya. In material world we are doing manthan. We are doing manthan. The Lord is there, Guru is there to help us. Our sadhana bhakti is the churning rod. Our sadhana bhakti is churning rod. The churning rod had to be there. And our effort is the rope. So sadhana bhakti, the rod is there. Our effort has to be there. And when we churn it, we should always be alert. Maya can come in any way. So we have to be alert. So he said, Atendrita, don't become lazy. In Krishna consciousness, we should not become lazy. Katena jo soya, so khoya. Or jo jaga, so paya. So when we sleep, we are asleep. We are gone. So better not sleep. Better remain alert. The Lord is advising, let me go. Same advice is for us also. We are also churning here. So we have to be alert always. Then the demigod said, oh my Lord, it looks like too much labor for this Amrit. And we don't know whether we will get or not. Because demons are very strong. Very strong. He said, klesa bhavo vajishyanti. He said, don't worry. They will only get klesa. Klesa bhajo bhavishyanti daitya. The daitya, they will only get klesa. But juyam, phalagraha, but you all will get the result of churning. You will get the nectar. So indirectly Lord is saying that they will get all the pain and you will get the nectar. So whatever Lord said, he does it. Especially to his devotees. So here,
Kaunteya pratyanahi nama vyakta prashati. The Lord is saying to the demigod. And Lord made it happen. In whole pastime of this Samudra Mathan, the demon, they worked hard. And the devotees, the demigod, they got the nectar. Although the demon has snatched the nectar, but Lord came as Mohini and to fulfill His word, what He gave to demigod. He took away the nectar from the demon and it distributed to the demigod. So He kept His word. He kept His word. So devotee of the Lord, have unflinching faith in the word of the Lord. That is very, very important. To summarize these three verses, the Lord earlier talks about Sambandha. Today, He talks about Abhidheya and Prayojan. Prayojan is mentioned here in the verse number 23. Juyam Phalagraha. Prayojan is to obtain that nectar. And you will be getting that nectar. So start with Sambandha, Abhidheya, do something, and then obtain the desired result. So in our Krishna consciousness moment, we have to do same thing. Sambandha, have association of devotees. Abhidheya, do something together, chant, dance, distribute books, go for Harinam. Clean the ashram, clean the temple, do something. There's a lot of plenty of service. Now Janmashtami is coming, so much service is there for everybody. Do something. And then Prayojan, the love of God or Krishna Prem will get that. No doubt in that. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Any question?
Jai Ho, Haridas ki Jai Ho. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. आवाज बढ़ रहा है
ना ठीक है सुनाई पड़ रहा है हमको
हाँ प्रभु जी हरे कृष्ण प्रभु जी पहला बोले कि जो आलसी बारे में बोले उदाहरण दिया प्रभुपाद महाराज बोले कि कोई चोर है तस्कर है घंट है जो भी कुछ है आलसी हो वो मेरा सेंटर में आ जाइए मैं आपको सबको उठा के उद्धार कर लेके जाऊंगा वो मैं उदाहरण दे रहा हूँ जैसा हमारे मंदिर में कोई भक्त है एक दिन आते दो दिन सो गया लेकिन ये फिर मरने के बाद क्या वैकुंठ जाएगा ना नहीं जाएगा क्योंकि हर दिन तो भजन करते ना
हरिदास के प्रश्न के पीछे कुछ और छिपा रहता है वो क्या छिपा है वो जानना जरूरत है उसके रूम में एक डिवोटी है वो थोड़ा लेजी है हरिदास तीन दिन से मेरे साथ कंप्लेन कर रहा है मैं जानता हूं उसके कल्याण के लिए कर रहा है और कोई बात नहीं है बात सही है वैष्णवों की दया होती है वो कल्याण के लिए बात करते हैं हमसे कहा कल्याण के लिए पब्लिकली पूछ रहे हैं देखिए गंगा जी आई है सबको पवित्र करने के लिए लेकिन उसमें मगर और सांप हैं गंगा जी में तो क्या पवित्र हो जाएंगे गंगा जी में रहने से पवित्र नहीं हो जाएगा गंगा जी में मात्र रहने से पवित्र नहीं हो जाएगा तो वैसे ही आश्रम में कोई आ जाए आने से गारंटी नहीं है कि वो भगवान के धाम में चला जाएगा हाँ हो सकता है नेक्स्ट लाइफ में फिर आश्रम में जन्म ले मच्छर के रूप में चाहे बेड बग के रूप में ब्रह्मचारी आश्रम बेड बग आ गए थे ना कुछ दिन पहले बेड बग के रूप में छिपकली के रूप में क्योंकि आश्रम में लेकिन ये मानव जीवन उसके लिए नहीं है मानव जीवन श्रेयस बनने के लिए है सोने के लिए हम कभी सो सकते हैं सुअर का देह ले लो खूब सोते रहो बोर लाइफ में सोते रहो और सब कुछ सुलभ है सब जन्म में लेकिन कृष्ण कॉन्शियसनेस दुर्लभ है कृष्ण कांस निर्देह आद्यम सुलभम सुदुर्लभम सुलभ है आज के दिन प्रभुपाद जी की कृपा से, लेकिन इसका यदि सदुपयोग नहीं किया तो सुदुर्लभम, पैर फिसल गया तो गया नीचे। हरि हरि विफले जन्मो गोमायनु, मानुष जन्म पाइया राधा कृष्ण ना भजिया, जानिया सुनिया विष खाएनो। ये दुर्लभ मनुष्य जीव को गवाओ मत, सदुपयोग करो। आश्रम में सो मत, सो सकते हो किसी जीवन में, इस जीवन में तो जगो।
ये तो सही बात है, आप जो बोला सही बात है,
सही बात स्वीकार करो।
हाँ, मैंने मैं कहने का विचार है कि
हमारे से बोलो,
हमारा कोई भक्त है मंदिर में प्रसाद लेते, जो भगवान प्रसाद लेते वही भी तो मुक्ति मिलते ना इसको,
मुक्ति
और जो भगवान का चरणामृत लेते इसको भी मुक्ति मिलते ना। और यदि वह कोई भक्त भजन करते नहीं आया सो गया, चलो वो मरने बाद ये जाएगा ना नहीं फिर?
बिल्कुल नहीं।
क्यों नहीं जाएगा? मनुष्य जो मनुष्य
ठीक है, ठीक है, ठीक है। आपने कहां से सुन लिया कि चरणामृत पाने से मुक्ति मिल जाती है, प्रसाद खाने से मुक्ति मिलती है, ये कहां से सुना था?
तो क्लास में से आलोचना आता है। और
कहां से सुना
प्रपट में एक अमर?
हाँ, एक सेकेंड, एक सेकेंड। प्रभुपाद जी ने कहा है ना?
हाँ।
तो प्रभुपाद जी ने ही कहा है कि आश्रम में मत रहो, मंगला आरती आओ, उन्होंने कहा है ना? तो प्रभुपाद जी ने जो कहा है तो पूरा मानो ना, आधा मत मानो ना, नहीं तो वो न्याय हो गया ना कि एक है अर्धकुटिक न्याय, अर्धकुटिक न्याय। वो जानता था ना, एक मुर्गी थी अंडा दे रही थी, मुंह से खा रही थी और नीचे अंडा दे रही थी। ये सोचा ये मुंह से बहुत खाती रहती है, किसी काम का नहीं है, अंडा तो पीस देती है ना, वो गला काट दिया। क्या हुआ? मुर्गी मर गई, अंडा भी नहीं मिला। तो वो अन्याय मत करो, प्रभुपाद जी का आज्ञा पूरा पालन करो। ये चरणामृत अमृत है, महाप्रसाद अमृत है। लेकिन प्रभुपाद जी ने ही कहा है कि मंगला आरती क्लास गुरु पूजा आओ, कथा सुनो। अमृत है, नहीं तो वही हो जाएगा ना। हम लोग कहते हैं मन चंगा तो कठौती में गंगा, बात सही है, लेकिन मन को पहले तो चंगा करो। मन चंगा करोगे तब तो कठौती में गंगा समझ में आएगी ना। तो साधना भक्ति मन चंगा करने के लिए है। वो अमृत है तो कल सुने हो ना, वो अमृत का प्रभाव कब पड़ेगा, कैसे समझ पाओगे अमृत को कि अमृत है, वो कब? जब मंगला आरती क्लास गुरु पूजा होगे, साधना भक्ति करोगे। और नहीं तो आप तो सुने हो, कल बाहर जाकर खाना शुरू करोगे तो अमृत नहीं रह जाएगा बाहर का खाना। तो जब लेना है तो पूरा लो, आधा मत लो। और कोई प्रश्न? एनी अदर क्वेश्चन?
You said that these two examples you gave of association, milk and sugar and milk and water. So the devotee should associate like that. Now one concern or problem which comes, one obstacle which comes is not many devotees may want to become water and lose their existence, or sugar and lose their existence. So that false ego is there. So until and unless we work on that, become humble. So how to remove that obstacle?
By association. We don't feel like, but we do it. Once, Garg Muni came to Prabhupada and said, Prabhupada, I don't feel like offering obeisances to you. Americans are very blunt and, open. In the beginning day, he said, I don't feel like bowing down to you. Prabhupada said, keep doing, you'll get habit. Keep doing, you'll get habit. Adat parna, karat karat abhyas ke jadamat hot sujan. The woman, earlier, they used to fetch the water from the well. And there are big stone piece, right? And they are fetching the water. A stone is harder, the rope is soft. But every day, by the touch of the soft rope, you know, you see there is a mark of the rope left in the hard stone. So we are, our mind is hard, very hard. Our heart is hard, you know, stone hearted because of our false ego. But by association, slowly, 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 slowly it come out. I mean, I have seen sometime devotee, by force, somebody push them, they come to Sandhya Aarti. Give example, Sandhya Aarti or Mangala Aarti. And their ego is there. They see Mangala Aarti, very nice, all dance kar rahe hain. But he doesn't want to dance because his ego is holding. And other devotee comes, Prabhu, Haribo, let's dance. And he dance. Once he jumps, boom, false ego is gone and he gets in that mood. That is association. So ego is there, but just association, devotee can help. I just want to thank all the devotees. I mean, Juhu, you are one of the best temple. I've traveled all over the world. And we all are very fortunate. This is not ordinary place. This Hare Krishna land is Tirtha. Prabhupada stayed here more days, more month, more year than anywhere else. In the back of his mind, Hare Krishna land was more than any other temple. So this is Tirtha, they call Hare Krishna land, not ordinary place. And you all are Dham Vasi. One will Dham Vasi, but please take advantage of being in Dham. Such a great fortune we have that we got opportunity to stay in Hare Krishna land. Don't become fool like those people who stay on the bank of Ganga. They will not take bath in Ganga, but they will go to Haridwar to take bath. As the same Ganga is flowing there, they will not take bath, they will go to Haridwar. Don't be fool like that. Be intelligent. Such a great opportunity we have. Jump, come on, let's jump, chant, dance, associate with devotee. Not that we all are not doing, we are doing. But there is always a scope for improvement. You can always improve. All devotees are doing wonderfully. Look at Sandhya Aarti. Everybody coming, dancing. Where is Radhakanai? Radhakanai, where is there? Where is Radhakanai? Who dance karenge? He came once crying to me, Prabhupada, nobody coming Sandhya Aarti, only few new bhaktas are coming. I said, no, just we have to encourage devotees, let's encourage them. And we did, you all put your effort, look at what has Sandhya become. This was the day I have been talking, no? 70, 80, this was the day. Mangala Aarti, Sandhya Aarti, devotees have to run from ashram, because the enjoyment is there. I also some devotee, I see some devotee coming, you know, running. I see some devotee also coming late. But please try to come on time before the curtain open and chant and dance. You will see the change. You will see the change. Enjoy. Krishna consciousness, nothing but kevala ananda kanda. Full up with joy in every side, wherever you. Katanal. मिठा लड्डू कहीं से खाओ मिठा ही लगेगा. So Krishna consciousness is so nectarian. Everything is nectarian. Just enjoy. Enjoy. Any other question? Any comment? Hanuman ka comment hai. After Hanuman.
हरे कृष्णा प्रभु जी. हम लोग देखा है ब्रह्मचर्य आश्रम में एक कबूतर आता है.
कबूतर आता है
और वो कबूतर बारह बार प्रसाद के टाइम पे आता है.
तो भगत होगा पूर्व जन्म का.
दो टाइम सुबह शाम दो टाइम बराबर आता है.
वेरी गुड.
मैं हमारे भक्त लोग देखते हैं और भक्त लोग भी देखते हैं.
वेरी गुड, वेरी गुड. एक कोई गलत चीज नहीं है. साउथ इंडिया में एक स्थान है उसे पक्षी तीर्थ कहते हैं. राइट टाइम पर एक पक्षी आती है भगवान शिव का प्रसाद ग्रहण करने के लिए पक्षी तीर्थ में, तो ब्रह्मचारी आश्रम में कबूतर तो अच्छा है, राइट टाइम पर, वेरी गुड। एनी अदर क्वेश्चन? कुछ बिल्लियां भी हैं राइट टाइम पर आती है लेकिन गोविंदा के बाहर आती हैं।
Thank you very much for nice class. One question was there that generally we hear that how the Lord is impartial, but the way the things here are spoken, it very clear.
Oh, yeah, I missed that point, but anyway, go ahead. I was going to mention that.
It like looks very clear that Lord is very partial.
Yes, that I was saying that if this case was discussed today in Indian Parliament, the opposition will, what they will say? They will jump. Krishna is partial. You are talking about him. But they see only one thing. Krishna is so impartial that he opened the door for everyone. The sarva dharman parityajya mam ekam saranam braja. Give everything, just surrender to me. So one who surrenders to him, e yatha mam prapadante, taas taiva bhajami ham. Option is open. If you come to him, he gives everything. He'll do everything for you. But if you want to hold, Krishna does not see what you give. Krishna sees what you hold. So those people, the demoniac people, they are holding a lot. They are nothing giving. But demigod, they are given everything. So naturally, forget about Krishna, your own father. If you are two brother, one brother is a lazy bum, will your father tell all the secret of your house, which bank has how much money and all these things? No, he'll tell you. Same thing. Yes, any other question? Yes.
Hare Krishna. Here in this example we saw that how the demigods and asuras are making truce. Sometimes it happens that two devotees who want to serve Krishna, both want to serve Krishna, but they have different ways to serve. They think that there are my way should be done. So someone may say that my nature is not to go along with him, the other devotee. It's my nature. So how to build a truce when our motto is to serve Krishna, but the ways are different?
There are many ways and means to build the truce. Such as through discussion, argument, no way. Argument is to prove who is right, and discussion is to prove what is right. So we discuss. You may have your opinion, I may have my opinion, but right is right. Right does not depend on our opinion. Fire is hot. It doesn't depend on our opinion. The truth is truth. So by discussion, we find the truth. If we are not able to discuss, pull some other devotees. Discuss. If nothing happens, then chant and dance together. If nothing happens, take prasadam together. I am sure he cannot say, I have different opinion about taking prasadam. That much. They are always common ground. The whole thing is that our willingness, if we have a willingness that we want to make a friend, we want to be friendly, then after all Krishna is also matta smriti jnana apohanam cha. When he sees that, oh, this devotee wants to come to me, he is looking for help, he'll come forward. Even our that mentality will be changed. So Krishna is there. He can do anything. That mentality is not our mentality. The false ego is not our mentality. It is artificial. Because of body. But Krishna is beyond all these things. He is beyond. So he can bring everything. First the devotee can do themselves. If the devotee cannot do, Krishna will do finally. As long as you have sincere desire, that's very important. Okay? We may have differences. I'm not saying that we are puppet, we are communist, that we are one. No, we have differences. Unity in diversity. We have to be united. Goal is one. And in fact, everybody should have their own intelligence. Don't be puppet for serving Krishna. Any other question? All right. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Grandhra Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai.